But please remember, the soil is shallow and the soil is still sandy. And the first storm that comes along, the first cloudburst, the first confrontation scares us and we run like crazy. And very many times we run right back into our denial and right back into our unmanageability, right back into our craziness again. We run back to the safe and the secure, because the honeymoon means I've experienced something good to one extreme. And when I get scared in that, I want to run back to what I knew before, because I don't know anything in balance yet in the future. See, that second stage is so important. You got to go through it. You have to experience it. I call it the romantic stage, the honeymoon stage, the development stage, the stage of exposure, the stage of opening everything up, the stage of becoming vulnerable, finding out about yourself, finding out about life, exposing life to yourself. And all of a sudden, there's a big world out there. And you want to discover it all in about 2 days. You want it all right away. That's a healthy, healthy stage to be at if you know the soil is still shallow, the soil is still sandy, and if you know there's more to come. If you experience that stage of recovery, what usually happens is that euphoria stays around for a while. People tell us that it stays around maybe for 8 months to a year. You know, some people they can maintain their honeymoon a little bit longer in that recovery stage. But then all of a sudden you begin to experience some feelings. They're very strange. It's almost like you begin to say, I want more. I want something else. You begin to feel empty again. You begin to say things like, is this all there is? Is this just the way it is? And all of a sudden you start doing something which sounds very crazy, because you've experienced all these good feelings. You start questioning the feelings. The third stage, the weeds and the thorns. You start looking at them and saying, hey, what am I doing? I can't do this. And all of a sudden you start feeling something that is a strange phenomenon, but a stage of recovery that most of us don't understand. You start feeling guilty, because you have made changes that are healthy in your life. Now, this is a very strange phenomenon. I really have a hard time with this one. But you actually begin to miss, you begin to feel guilty, and you begin to want to go back to that old denial pattern again, where you were before. Because remember, it's safer and securer back there. Now you're starting the real journey of recovery. Now you're beginning the separation process. You know, when you're separating from something, you come out of the honeymoon stage, the honeymoon ends. You now begin the separation process. You begin to let go of and break loose of what was before. It's very scary. It's very scary. Because it means now I have to face reality. The weeds and the thorns are nicknamed reality. Now I've got to take this gigantic honeymoon, this gigantic fantasy world, all these things that worked and were so very beautiful and so special, this little secret world of mine, and all of a sudden now I got to bring it into reality. In the beginning stages, it's almost like you're losing it. You mean I have to let go of all that? Yes. But you let go so something new can be born. A new direction, a new discovery, a new honeymoon, a new beginning. These new beginnings are so special in life. And yet, so many of us are scared of that new beginning. We're scared of separating, of letting go, because we felt so good and so special and so great. And everything seemed to work out fine in that honeymoon stage. Now we've got to separate from the honeymoon and start moving into reality. In this stage, we start looking at a stage of recovery, of separation, that is very scary. It's called the bargaining stage. Usually during this stage, you begin to experience, first of all, a lot of depression. And depression, of course, is anger turned in on yourself. What you're really angry at is that you're beginning to lose that euphoria and that good feeling you had in the honeymoon stage. You're losing it. And you thought for sure you had it under control for the rest of your life. You really thought you had it all together. You really thought that's exactly how it was going to be forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And now all of a sudden you begin to lose that and you start feeling depressed. You start getting down on yourself again. You keep questioning and asking questions and getting into bargaining and trying to work it out and try to figure it out and try to do this. But you begin to feel very...